Episode 2515, Give Thanks to the Lord.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to start off a brand new week. At the same time, closing off a beautiful week of Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, Psalm 106 verse 1 says this, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." What are you allowing to be the driving force in your everyday? Think long and hard on that question. It's a solid question. What are you allowing to be the driving force in your everyday? What gets you up? Or should I say, what sustains you? Is it the right stuff? Because I can get so distracted and bent out of shape for no reason, running late to a very important date, more to do than time in the day, what others say. And we can't forget the text, the DMs, and the social media feeds. It's so easy to lose sight of what's important. This week has been a long week for us. It's been a beautiful week, but it's been a long week. Our grandson ended up going to the hospital. He was having labored breathing. He was gone for 2.5 days. That's a very long time for a 13-month-old. But looking back and reflecting upon what happened, I can see some benefits to it. One, it forced us to slow down. And not just us as the grandparents, not as the aunt and uncles, but as mom and dad. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we want to do, what we think is right, and we just go, go, go. And sometimes we need to settle into what God is showing us. And so praise the Lord. God healed him. He's still recovering. He is out of the hospital, but still needs some healing to occur. There's recovery left. And I think that in our lives, as we strive to do everything that we want to do here on earth, sometimes we're striving for the wrong things. We miss the boat. We're afraid of what someone else might think of us. But you see, as we close out this beautiful week of Thanksgiving, this is a great reminder to give thanks to the Lord. May gratitude be the driving force in your everyday, not all the other stuff. Not your social media feeds, not even your alarm clock. Not your paycheck. But the love that you have for God, the joy that he blesses you with, not what you think brings you happiness. When moments of discomfort arise, give thanks to God for his heavenly comfort here on earth. Now, just because you give thanks doesn't mean that everything is going to go your way. You're still going to have struggles in your everyday, but when you feel lonely, thank God for never leaving or forsaking you. He's always there. When fear threatens your day, thank God for casting out all fear and know that he is the perfect love. He gives you everything you need. Celebrate today regardless of your circumstances. Fuel your day the way God fuels his. Give thanks. Now, I don't know what your week looks like. I don't know what the remainder of your year looks like, the season that you're in. How you're dressing your wounds and your hurt, and how you're celebrating in your challenges. But what I do know is that God will never leave you nor forsake you. God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to be with you, to be near you. And this holiday season, make it a different one. Begin to draw back all of the barriers that you've put up. Begin to take off all the old stuff that doesn't need to be there and lay it at the foot of the cross and say, you know what? This is not for me. This is my burn pile. I want God to take it. And I want to give thanks for what he has done and what is continuing to do. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Go out this day, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.